Hello, Alex?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, Alex, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. How was Africa?
Oh, that was great.
That's amazing. That's so awesome that you get to go. You get to go abroad like that. I'm a little scared of it.
You just gotta try it one time.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh.
I mean, all of the way you go, but yeah, I mean it's I was able to. I wasn't in any big cities or anything. I was able to get away and see some really cool things. So.
Did you get to see a lot of animals?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Do they really just like run wild?
No. In some spots they do. What we were trying to do is I was working with a nonprofit, but we had several partners down there, but they're trying to basically around these larger, countrywide or, national parks. They're trying to take down fencing.
Okay.
Because what they've done in Africa is they basically have, everyone can have a reserve. And so if there's animals on it, they just fence it in. And they just don't take care of them. They do illegal things or they sell them or they grow stuff they're not supposed to grow. And so a lot of companies we work with, they're just working on trying to take fences down so the big five can just spread out.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder for poachers. Gets more people on board with conservation, but it's a whole different world down there.
It's like a movement. You're part of like a whole thing.
That's right. Yep.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you get to go and be a part of, especially with our world we're so cultured over here, you know, and we're so, you know, just civilian life, right?
Yeah,
you
I
get
mean,
to
believe
go
it,
up there
believe.
And live free.
Believe it or not, the guy I was talking to, he's a conservationist down there. He's saying that the rhino may not be around when our kids are our age.
Really?
Which I'm 36.
Yeah, I'm 43, so we're not too far.
Yeah,
apart.
So people, they're killing they almost got the rhinos down to like zero deaths, but there's some researcher over, and this is part of more information you want to know, but some researcher over in China or Thailand or somewhere who said that rhino horn, like snorting the dust or whatever, cured his cancer.
Really?
Which is just, it's a load of garbage because rhino horns, all they are is hair. It's just hair and keratin compressed together.
Wow.
Once that article got out and he said it cured his cancer, there was this mass rush to get rhino horn. And so they just kill rhinos just to get the horn.
Mm.
And what you don't realize is rhino horns grow back. So if you kill the animal, there's no more horns. If you keep the animal alive and just cut it off, you can have all the horns you want.
Right.
It's such a backwards thing. Like it's just so backwards.
Well, because they're not about to tame a rhino, you know? For them, it's
easier to
kill it. Instead
you can't tranquilize it,
No.
You can't tranquilize it, you gotta have the right stuff, and they all have the right stuff, so.
No, or the patience or care about the animal itself, they're just being selfish.
Yeah, and there has been people who have, made like a rhino farm. But the problem is in South Africa, it's illegal to have horns.
Mm.
And so this guy, has all these rhinos and all these horns, and he can't sell them because it's illegal.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's just the most wild. It's just so backwards. Super.
It
so
is
backwards,
right.
But,
it's super backwards.
Yeah, they're killing. They're literally killing like 1,500 a year.
Oh,
off of
no.
these poachers are coming in to poach them off of these national parks, and the sad part is everybody's in on it.
Mm.
The poachers are in on it. The people on the parks are in on it. The government's in on it.
Mm.
They don't care about it. They just care about the money. You know, each horn's worth $250,000.
Wow. And over there, that's like living fat status. That's like living like a king, literally like a king.
Yeah.
Where over here, that's like maybe a down payment for a house.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I was over there and I swapped some money out. I think I I think I took $500 and I swapped it out for, they call it South African Rand.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, $6,000 in Rand.
What? That's
and the
nuts.
I asked the lady who is from there, I said, hey, is this enough money for me to, for my trip?
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, you'll be just fine. And I came back with $3,000. I spent as much as I could spend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Not worth very much.
Well, thank God they got good people like you going over there to try to help them out a little bit and talk some sense into them.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, I got your email that you wanted me to give you a call. I had to call Alex to get your phone number, though. You didn't give me your phone number.
Sorry, this is Alex. You called Craig.
I mean, I had to call Craig. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You understand.
I forgot. Sorry.
It's okay. No big deal. So have you had a chance to look at the email? I'm assuming since you responded to it, you've looked at it a couple times, right?
I don't think I have, but here's...
Okay.
I'm simple. Mm-hmm. Just answer me this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an online presence. If you can give us an online presence, mm-hmm. then I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an online presence. I'm going to put your business on Google and put that website where it deserves to be on the first page. And the terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, but that's what the T's and C's say. We're also going to include all the Facebook ads and social media marketing. And additional to that, we include programming for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, Apple, Google profiles. These are the most popular ones. Mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets. We help with review generation, reputation management, and you get a downloadable app to track the phone calls as well as a client dashboard that's going to allow you to upload new photos, change content, run any kind of promotions that you guys want to.
Gotcha. And does that include being Google verified?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to verify the business on Google. That's literally what you're paying us to do. We go through it. We're a Google Premier partner. So we're going to go ahead and go through the process. And if there's a video needed, we're going to walk you through how to give us the video. If there's phone verification, then we go through how to do that. If it's live video verification, meaning the Google agent calls live and we get you on the phone and we do like a three-way live video for you to show what you need, which is usually like the fastest way, then we set all that up. We're going to be the link between you and Google and making sure that you guys get set up on Google properly first and then the programming that puts the listing on the first page.
Okay. Yeah, I tried the business verification stuff and it never works. I've done it like four or five times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's because our business, I'm not saying it's a mobile business, but we don't really have an office.
Right.
And, you know, we have all of our equipment in a trailer. We keep the trailer at one of our houses.
That's okay.
The business is registered in Craig's at home address. And so.
Perfect. That's perfect. So we actually, that's our specialty. We specialize in what you guys are like in what we call home goods services. So we actually specialize with helping mobile businesses such as yourself to get verification and programming on the first page of Google. Ever since COVID, everybody went home to work. So as long as it's not a P.O. box address, which you just said it's Craig's home address, so that's perfectly fine. We keep the physical address hidden on Google. You're probably just missing one simple step or, you know, they are a little finicky about it because they just want to make sure that everybody who's going up on Google is legit. That's all.
Heard. Okay. All right. Well, what do I need to do?
Okay. So for account purposes, I'm going to go ahead and go through a little bit here. So your first name is Alex. Last name is Clark. Okay, I have the business address at 1105 Rolling Meadow Lane in Watkinsville, Georgia, 30677. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and then let me go through. And then I do believe I found the Facebook page for the company, and then I have the website, and then the service radius. This is going to give you out about 50 miles. It looks like they had put like 45 minutes about how far you guys are going out. You have 50 miles to play with though, so it's really up to you.
Yeah, probably more like 20.
Okay.
If that.
Cool.
Yeah, they're right. Smaller, yeah.
Awesome. And then are we making Craig an authorized user on the account?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Moses.
Okay. And then we're going to schedule a client onboarding call for you. This is where the magic happens. They're going to be verifying the keywords, the service radius. They're going to be verifying, sending you an invitation to allow us access to your Facebook page. Also, everything that we need for verification. It's about a 20-30 minute phone call, but we block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. Do you want that to go, to Craig or to you or who do you want to do that call? You can do it? Got it?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, and let me look at the calendar and see what time we've got here. Hold on a second. So when local splash calls, I have three different phone numbers here. So I have the phone number you and I are speaking on. I'm assuming when local splash calls, you want us to call you, right?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, and then I have a number ending in 3520. Is that Craig's personal cell?
Let's see. I don't know what Craig's number is. Hang on.
I don't think it is. I think that's the number I see. That looks like it's the business line.
Yeah, 3520 is our actual business phone number.
Then Craig's is the one ending in 9626.
That's right.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to put, everybody will have their cell phone number on the account, but when we reach out, we have one primary point of contact. So we're going to reach out to contact you as the primary on this.
That'll work.
I'm putting that in now. Give me just a second. Got that and that. Hours of operation. When do y'all want the phone calls?
I think 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. Got it.
Every day of the week, yeah.
All right. Okay. No, how's the website? Okay. Let me see here. What forms of payment are you guys accepting? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
So we do credit card, cash, mm-hmm. and check.
Okay. Got it.
And Apple Pay, which is the same thing as credit card, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, and then the services that I see here on the website, all the water mitigation services, mold mitigation, and other services, you're offering all of these, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
The website's up to date.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. How do you like the pay-per-lead stuff that you did with Angie?
It's all garbage.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Angie stuff isn't working. The 33-mile radius stuff isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not getting what we need right now. So.
Right. Okay. Well, once we get the Google verification going, you guys actually qualify for a Google guarantee under water damage restoration. And Google guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead service. The upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee. All of the calls are monitored. You're only charged for what Google considers a qualified call. With that, since all the calls are recorded, you have access to all of them. We have access to all of them. Everybody has access to them. If one slipped through the cracks, then we would simply dispute it with Google. And the thing is that these calls, the client is contacting you directly. You're not being handed a lead. I'm doing air quotes. You're not being handed a lead where you're having to figure out if this person's even a legitimate human being. The client has gone to Google. They see that you come up in the guaranteed section, and they're calling to speak with you directly based on the accolades and what you have in that section. If it's a sales solicitation robocall, a call requesting something you don't offer that's not listed in your profile, or if they're requesting something outside of your service radius that isn't listed in your profile, you're not charged for that. You're only charged for a qualified lead if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face with the client, or if you give estimate over the phone, which is like never for what you're doing, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So you have an opportunity with that if you want. Once we get the Google verification set up, the upfront cost, like I said, is the $250 application fee. The cost per lead is $150.67 per qualified lead. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Scheduling your client onboarding call. It looks like we have available appointment time. I can see if I can get you one today between 5 and 6, or we can schedule any time tomorrow.
Let's do tomorrow.
Okay, what time?
Tomorrow morning around 10 a.m. is fine.
All right, let me see here. You're going to see the email come through. It's going to say local splash CI for client interview, EN for English, and then it's going to have your first and last name along with the phone number. And please note that you will get a push notification via email and via text message 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment time, please just call or text back in so that way we can go ahead and get you rescheduled as quickly as possible, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, let me include this. You don't need the website. Who's managing the website for you guys right now?
One of my local friends is doing it.
Okay, it looks really good. It looks really great. And once we give you the keywords, the only thing we would suggest is once we go through and do keyword verification with you during client onboarding, they're going to send you a text and an email with the recommended keywords. I would just have your website person make sure that those are matching. That way it's going to give you the best bang for your buck because it's going to have everything coming back and being retargeted towards that.
Let
me see here. Okay. And then we're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, which your pricing is locked in at $249. That's month to month. There is a one-time setup fee. That's $99 to cover all of the initial programming. That will be charged today. So for the card you're putting on file, Alex, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Let's see here. Hang on 1 second. It's going to be William A. Clark.
Got it. Is the billing address the 1105 Rolling Meadow Lane?
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you think it is?
It's a new credit card. Sorry.
It's okay.
I think it's 3027.
Okay.
South Barnett Shoals Road.
South Barnett Shoals?
Shoals, like S-H-O-A-L-S.
Shoals, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what?
Sorry, 30677.
Okay, perfect. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
American Express.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 3727.
Mm-hmm.
039.
Mm-hmm.
342.
Mm-hmm.
41000.
Expiration month and year?
1028.
Four-digit code on the front?
4996.
And we need to set a security question for the account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Which is?
Athens.
Okay. You're born in Alabama?
Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia. Okay. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. My sister lives.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister still lives back there in Houston, Alabama. It's not too far from Athens, so. I always go with home first, you know. Okay, we're going to read a voice verification that goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to secure the listing for your order today, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Elite Water Mitigation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Alex Clark, owner.
Alex, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Do you authorize any other users on this account?
Yes.
Craig Moses has authority to make change, adjustment, and purchase on behalf of the company?
Yes.
Okay, so do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is April 22nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 22nd day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $249. Once again, all inclusive, no click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I would like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. I am sending a text with my direct extension line, and then you should have received an email as well as a text message that'll say, William A., thank you for calling, or thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep.
All right. So this is terms of experience, as I've explained to you. If you see an asterisk by something, it may or may not be included with your package or could be added to your package at the time of your choosing. As, for example, Google Guarantee or Google Ads. As you scroll down to the bottom, you will see the local SEO and the Facebook ads are what's included with your package. I just ask that you click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. Well, first name, middle initial, last name, just as it's stated there. It has to be exact.
Yep. Already got it in.
Perfect. The username is always going to be the phone number for the business, so the number ending in 3520 is going to be the username on that. And then the password?
Be Profit.
There you go. Yep, I was still looking for it, and you already got it. And that's all lowercase. So just make sure that Craig has the username and password, but also make sure that he has that security word if he calls in to make any changes, okay?
All right.
All right. As of right now, the next and most important thing is that call that's coming through to you tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m. It will come from our 877 number. I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent as long as I'm readily available, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you let me know if I can help you with anything else, and welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you, Amy. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye now.